You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what matters, bro. It's not about the end result. It's not about the end result.
True.
It's not about that.
True.
You feel what I'm saying?
True.
Why is it not about the end result? Because we can't control the end result. The only thing we can control is what you're doing right now.
Exactly.
That's the only thing you can control, nigga. You cannot control what you do tomorrow. You cannot control what you do for 2 weeks from now. You know what I'm saying? You cannot have a leg 2 weeks from now. And that's it. That's extreme, but, nigga, that shit can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, nigga, you could be blind 2 weeks from now. You know what I'm saying? Nigga walk up to you and throw acid in your face on some geeking shit. He geeking on a Molly and throw some acid on your stupid ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You,
yeah.
Bro, like, you feel what I'm saying? And it's not like, bro, you know what I mean? And it's like, bro, and that's what I was explaining to one of my little niggas at work. You know what I'm saying? I was telling him, like, that's what I feel like the statement fear God stands for. You feel what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that, bro. It's not saying, you know what I'm saying, I have to fear God and God and the idea of God and God in itself. Like, it's not that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like it's that. You feel what I'm saying? But that, because the Bible says he is, you know what I'm saying, within us and not within the world. You feel what I'm saying? So how can you say fear God? Then I'm supposed to fear that. And then you say that. And that's supposed to be that. It's confusing. You feel what I'm saying? So that makes no sense.
Right.
To me, you know, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, just listening just over time and trying to build my spiritual foundation, I feel like God is very linear. It's not zigzag. It's real linear. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, bro, like, God is in you. You feel what I'm saying? So when I say fear God, bro, what I'm saying, bro, is fear what you just said, bro. Fear the enemy in the mirror, bro. You know what I'm saying? The person standing in the mirror, bro, is your worst enemy. The person in the mirror, bro, is the only person, you feel what I'm saying,
right,
that can destruct you, is the only person, you feel what I'm saying, that can fault you, is the only person, you feel what I'm saying, that can make the decision to not follow in a righteous step, you feel what I'm saying,
exactly.
And the crazy part about it, that's where the power, that's where that power is, bro, you feel what I'm saying, to have control of a certain aspect of your life, that's where that power lies, and being able to understand that I am my own destruction, and the decisions that I make in my everyday life could very well send me to hell. You feel what I'm saying?
But you said something then.
Exactly. And as my faith, you feel what I'm saying? If I'm going to stand in my faith, then I have to stand in it unwavering. I have to stand strong. You feel what I'm saying? So in that comes making that decision, regardless of what that decision is. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what that decision is, you feel what I'm saying? I have to live with the consequences of that decision. So what I'm saying is, make the decision, do what you need to do, do what you think is right, you feel what I'm saying? And stand by God, and God will stand by you. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's the covenant that God has given to you. You feel what I'm saying? So I think, that, and that's where forgiveness comes from. You feel what I'm saying? And
most
that's why I think, like, the true and the honest definition of forgiveness comes from, because regardless of the things that you did wrong, you still understood that I made those mistakes and you tried to overcome and to, you know what I'm saying, overstep the boundaries and to break the, you know what I'm saying, and to break the curses over your family. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like I was telling my big bro, you know what I'm saying? You know a lot of niggas in your family with money. You know what I'm saying? I was telling him, he don't know nobody in his family that can show you $1 million. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you got some folks in your family, but that can show you some paper and that can show you some money. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
The position in that position, you feel what I'm saying? That position, it makes you more dangerous. You feel what I'm saying? But as well, that decision makes you more susceptible. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
To complacency. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel what I mean? Like, and I learned that from a financial class. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, save you $1,000 first. And once you get to saving that $1,000, bro, start paying your debt off little bit by little bit. You feel what I'm saying? Because that $1,000 is the step in between, oh, I can actually save 3 months worth of savings, or I could just stop saving, bro, and I could just go to the mall, bro, and just go buy me some shoes and be straight for the next 2 weeks. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
That's how you fall into complacency. And when you take that and apply it to a spiritual level, you feel what I'm saying? I feel like that's how you fall into a spiritual complacency. You feel what I'm saying? Because it starts. You know what I'm saying? This comes from a sermon. It starts as a thought. That feeling starts as a thought first. You feel what I'm saying? How you true. Feel. True. You know what I'm saying?
And like a lot thought. Of people, a lot of people don't realize, like I just, like we were just talking about, the mind is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
A very powerful thing. Because if you realize, if you put your mind to something, if you interested in something, that's like when you're interested in something. It could be games. It can be whatever type of hobby you like to do, drawing, music, anything. You feel what I'm saying? Even what we do when we talk, our podcast. You feel what I'm saying? If you put your mind into anything, if you get your 100% and you put your best foot forward, bro, you're going to make sure you get that done. You feel what I'm saying? You're going to make sure you achieve that goal. Now, when you ain't interested in something, just say you ain't interested in your job, right? You just going to keep on working and doing the minimum just to get by for that day.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, I realized that with my job, a lot of times I used to just do the minimum so I can keep my name under the radar. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that don't work. You feel what I'm saying? That don't work. That's going to put you in the same spot that you was in 2 years ago or a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to realize, man, I ain't moved up. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't moved up because I was just doing a bare minimum. It's a mind thing. Once you put your mind to it, like now, well, I'm doing great at my job and I'm seeing things for myself that I'm improving in and I'm doing stuff that I never did at my job because I applied myself. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put myself in a position whereas I can put, if I put my mind to that and what I'm doing at work, everything in my personal life will be aligned as well as my job. You feel what I'm saying? So I had to put myself in the mindset, Danny, you can do anything that you want to do. Anything. If I wanted to rap and I put my all into it, I can rap.
Yeah.
If I wanted to do singing, if I know I can sing, but I just really haven't put my all into it. If I was to pursue that thoroughly, I'd be good.
Yeah.
If I really put my now, I ain't talking about just do a song and that's it.
Yeah.
No, it ain't gonna happen like that. It may happen like that for some people if they make a good song and that bitch just go. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to put your best foot forward in every opportunity or every situation that you're in because you don't know how the outcome is going to be. It may be bad, and it may majority of the time, if you put your best foot forward, it's going to be good. You're going to have a good return. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So a lot of people have to realize that it's a mind thing, bro. Like, you have to put yourself in a position whereas you know you're going to do good from the jump.
Yeah.
From the jump. I'm applying myself so when I see the results, it ain't nothing but good results. You feel what I'm saying? So with anything that we doing now, I think of it like this. Back in school, I'm gonna give you a perfect example, school. I just went to school just to get the experience. Yes, I went to class and all that. Yeah, you go to class. Sometimes you don't. But I experience things now that I never experienced if I would have never experienced that if I didn't go to school.
Yeah. I feel that.
You feel what I'm saying? I would have been at home, still doing the same thing, working. I had to be alone. I had to worry about what's my next move. I had to apply myself. I had to go get a job, not working with my dudes, so, you know, not at home. Had to really take control of my life because at a young age, if you ain't standing for something, you'll fall for anything. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to apply myself. Sometimes, you know, I did some crazy stuff and did some stuff that I shouldn't have been doing. But at the same time, I got experience from it, so I won't make that same mistake again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like from learning back then is really helping me now. If I don't apply myself now, I'm going to just get the same results that I've been getting over the past years. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when I was in school, if I ain't go to class, I knew what the outcome was going to be. I ain't going to pass. So, get what?
Yeah,
I better go to class.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Or if I go to work and just do the bare minimum, I'm going to get bare minimum results.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel what I'm saying? So now, as I look at it now from all aspects of my life, like, it's time to be more thorough.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's not no excuse. It's not no reason why I shouldn't be. You feel what I'm saying? No reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason. It's because we grown. We 25, 26 years old. Like, it's time. People got kids.
Yeah, it's time to turn up.
You feel what I'm saying? It's time to turn up on a grown standpoint, not turn up and ball out and spend money. It's time to take care of responsibility.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. And balling, hey, balling can be.
Nah, I ain't even gonna lie. It could be. Yeah, you're right. It could. But as a general standpoint of life, yeah, you're gonna have your fun. You're gonna ball. But have every aspect of your life in line and in order so nothing won't be said or you won't fall.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because at any moment, you can fall. Yep. A perfect example, God will put you in position just to see what you will do. See how you will handle.
Yeah.
He was here on earth. He went through it himself.
Yeah.
He experienced it before all of this. So he know what's going to go down. He put situations in front of you to see what you're going to do. I ain't trying to preach or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In school, he put me in position to see if I was going to finish school or not. I didn't. He knew that. So I had to figure out another plan.
Yeah.
Come back home, start over. Sometimes you need that restart.
Yeah.
You know, I needed it. I really did.
Yeah.
I really did.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was explaining that earlier, you know what I'm saying, to McGuire. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? You really got to figure out your why. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you want to do this shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's, like, you know? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to do, but like, why you want to do that? You want to ball, but why you want to ball so bad?
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? True.
You know
why?
Like, what is
that's it? The question. So, why?
Yeah.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? And why? I want to do it. You know what I'm saying, bro? Just like, you know what I'm saying, like, man, like, you know what I'm saying. I think about my brother, like, you know what I'm saying. What the hell my brother gonna do when he come home, bro? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have, you know what I'm saying? I want to be in position, you know what I'm saying? I can hand that man a job when he can come home. When he come home, exactly. What he going to do when he come home?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whether or not he crossed me or triple crossed me, bro, I want to be able to hand that man a job when he come home. Word. Thanks. Mark me on that shit. He got 20 years and he did 8. Mark me on that shit, bro. He come home, I'm handing him a job. I'm giving him a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, why we, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Retire your mama. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's the big, that's the bro. Real
tell
talk.
$100,000 to come through and clean your house.
You feel me? You feel me? For real. And then the thing about it is, bro, I heard one of my biggest influences that I look at, and it was a video of him a while ago, a couple of years, I think. He said, the person is Meek Mill.
Yeah.
He said, moving your mama out the hood or whatever type of situation is gangster.
Yeah. That's gangster.
You feel what I'm saying? Being a benefit to somebody is gangster. Helping people out is gangster.
Yeah.
People got the term gangster or boss mixed up.
Yeah. Right.
Very mixed up. A boss is taking care of your business and making sure everybody around you is taking care of their business as well.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, that's exactly what I got to say. I can't fault no nigga. You know what I'm saying? They taking care of, you know what I'm saying, his family, take care of responsibility.
Exactly. Because, like, at the end, my biggest goal, bro, my biggest goal is to make my mom not work no more. That's my biggest goal. That's my biggest goal. Cause she taught me how to hustle. She taught me how to go get some money and work. You feel what I'm saying? And she still do that to this day, and she don't have to as much as she does. You feel what I'm saying? But that's how she is. She's a hustler. She gonna go get her money. Yeah. Same way with my sisters. They learn from my mama. They go get us. They get it how they live. They ain't finna let nobody mess up their paper. And that's how individuals are around me. I don't hang with just anybody. That money is cool. It helps. It benefits. But handling your business and taking care of your priorities and prioritizing your stuff is what I hang around. I be around.
Yeah,
I have them people that I turn up with and everything. But that's gonna be there when the time is necessary.
Right. Yeah.
I'm trying to build an empire.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm not trying to just have something, just doing something just to do something. I'm trying to build a big empire where everybody in. I don't care who make it first.
Oh, God. Yeah, but yeah, you right.
I don't everybody care who make it first, bro. And that's I heard that quote from somebody. I didn't hear it. I saw it on social media. I think it was Instagram. It was Instagram and Twitter. It don't matter who make it first. As long as we good, we eating. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't care who make it first. Guess what? I know if you the type of person that I know you are, just anybody who I associate myself, well, not associate myself with, that I'm friends with, who I call my family. If you make it, I will hope that you'll put other people like me or our other circle in a position to do the same thing and if or better. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. If I get in a position where I'm doing this podcast and stuff and I make it to a bigger platform than what I am right now, I'm going to put somebody else on. I'm going to put you on.
Hey, you got to, though.
You feel what I'm saying? Man. That's just respect for the people who've been there since day one. And I met you 6-7 years ago. That's crazy. But it's been that long. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to put you in a position because we was in position together. Well, we couldn't do nothing but try to, you know what I'm saying? We on campus, we, you know what I'm saying? We trying to figure out a way to get some money or just trying to be better as individuals. I can't help but to help you. And I know it's the same thing in return. But see, everybody don't have that mindset. It's like, shit, if I make it, shit, it's just me. I done built this shit from the ground up. No, you didn't. Somebody had to help you. Somebody had to help you. And I ain't talking about handouts. It may just have been advice.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, people have to realize I haven't really met a person or seen a person who is self-made. I've seen a couple people. I've seen a couple people. But sometimes people who say they're self-made, you had to get some type of information or some type of handout or just some advice to get to where you needed to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you say you self-made, that means you came in by yourself from the ground up. I'm talking about literally with nobody.
By yourself. Ain't no way in the hell
a lot of people doing that. Back then, long time ago, our people, our uncles and aunties, they may have done it, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
The only person that I can say that is really my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like really, really got it out of the mud.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, really got it out the mud. Got 3 kids and really getting to it on their own. With no help. Not saying with no help, but they've really got majority, 99% or probably 90%, then got it on her own. The other people seen the way she was grinding, get what? I'm going to help you. You feel what I'm saying? I see how you grind. I see how you walk. I'm going to help you.
Right.
It ain't like she went out to go ask for something. But she's not the type of person to do that.
Yeah.
She got it on her own. With the help of people advising her, hey, I'll help you. You feel what I'm saying? Since I see you working so hard. Not because she said, hey, I need help. I need this and
I need that. I feel that, bro.
No, no, no. It's always been off the strength of a lot of stuff. It ain't been, oh, I need some help. No, she really got it. And another person I can say that is you.
Yeah.
Prime example. The person that I'm talking to right now on their phone that went to go get it out the mud and made and really saved and really sat down and visualize this whole thing called life. I'm still working on it. I'm finding it now, but you really got it. Moved to a whole different state and still there, and it hadn't went home yet. The reason why you going home, but it's on your own strength, your own money, the shit that you worked on.
Yeah, right.
You feel what I'm saying? So, a lot of people, I can't really say that about too many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't really say that.
Yeah, really I feel
can't.
It.
Really can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my big bro be saying the same shit.
Yeah.
My big bro, same shit.
For real. Like, I'm giving you flowers while you're here. Then you done came a long way. Everybody that has associated themselves came a long way from what we used to be 5-6 years ago.
For me.
No cap. Yeah, we done did some crazy stuff. Yeah, we done fucked up.
But not that how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's how you got to too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you tell me something, they say like, all the time, like, I can't, you know what I'm saying, like, boy, bro, like, I can't wait to see a nigga like Bolo really, you know what I'm saying, get in position and really just, like, ball how you want to ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put on how you want to put on, man. I can't wait.
Yeah. And guess what? And I had to learn this. And it's crazy because I think it was Instagram and YouTube. I was watching YouTube influencers and stuff like that. Everybody time ain't your time. Just because you doing good and you excelling in life, that don't mean I got to be on the same type of time now.
Yeah.
Your time is your time. My time is my time. It may take me 5 more years.
Yeah.
It may take another person, just give an example, Bolo, another year or two. Whatever that time may be, it's their time.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody feel like it's their time, they going to make the efforts for it to be their time and work towards it. You feel what I'm saying? And if guys see that you know, doing good and you accomplishing your stuff and doing it the right way, then it's going to be your time. I feel like now, this is just me personally, from seeing it unravel, it's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time. Little do I know it. I may not see it, but I'm working towards it. So guess what? When it do unravel, unfold, I got to learn. And then as much as it is going to be my time, I got to learn how to handle it. Because I have been in a situation where it was my time, but I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
I had plenty of opportunities. You know what I'm saying? Especially in Huntsville.
Yeah.
That was my time. Little did I know it. But get what? I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for it. I had to start over. I had to come home, reevaluate something, write something down, do things different. Do
ain't
things
wrong with that,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, that's why I tell people all the time, it's okay to start over. Maybe you need that reset.
Yeah.
Because get what? During that reset, it's going to be times where you have to sit down during that reset and reevaluate some things and restart some things and think about things differently, have a different mindset.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel what I'm saying? If you have the same, I can't say that I got the same mindset that I had 6 years ago. I can't.
Yeah.
If I told you that, I'd be lying.
Yeah.
So we were younger then. We getting older now.
Yeah.
That was when we were 18, 19 years old.
Right.
Now 18, 19 years old, we trying to get the money. Yeah, we still trying to get the money, but we doing it the right way. Back then, we didn't give a damn what kind of way we got it. We were going to get it.
On me, nigga. Hey, nigga, it was $5 or $100. Nigga.
You feel me? Got... We going to make sure we find a way to get it. Whether it was selling books, or whatever. If niggas ain't want their books, whatever. We done did some crazy stuff. But now that we're on a different level, it's time to do it the right way. And we got it. We've been doing it the right way. We ain't trying to do it like we used to do. It's time out. That played out. You know what I'm saying? That little boy stuff we done did. But now is the time to. Now that we're doing that, it's our time, bro. It's our time.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It's time to get ready for the next level.
Yeah, right.
Time to get ready for the next level. And if you ain't ready for the next level, I'm just saying for anybody that's out there, if you ain't ready for the next level, you might be in the same position that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta be ready for it. You got to. If you ain't, you're just going to roll over. You're going to pass your own by. You're going to be like, dang, I should have been ready.
Mm-hmm.
But are you willing to get ready, though? That's the thing. That's the question.
Yeah.
And like you just said, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? No, I'm doing it. Yeah. Why are you doing it? Yeah.
Why you want to get the new car? Why you want to start the new business? Why you want to rap? Why you want to sing?
Yeah.
Why?
Why you want to do
it? Why? It's always a question or something. Why? And that's the main question. Why? Why you want to do it? Why I want to do this podcast and stuff? I feel like I'm a voice to a lot of people that can't say nothing.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how people may feel. They might think otherwise, but I feel like that. I've gotten feedback from it. Oh boy, you know how to talk. You can persuade people. You can get people thinking about new stuff. Think about a different mindset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go get ways. It. It's time.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yo, do you see it? Yo, do you see
it? The right way now. I ain't talking about the wrong way. The right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that it may be, find your niche. Whatever that it might be, do it the right way. Because if you're doing the wrong way, you're going to get wrong results.
Yeah. Right.
Take the time out and sit down and just listen and think.
Yeah.
Sometimes you ain't got to have a response for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Feel what I'm saying? Like, when you talk to me, I listen. When I talk to you, you listen. And that's the thing a lot of people got to understand, and what I had to understand, because that was my biggest downfall. I didn't want to listen. Or I always was rebuttal to what people used to say.
Yeah, I feel that.
They might say, Danny, you need to change some things up, or you need to do this a little bit better so you can get great results. Man, I am doing what I'm supposed to do. Da da da. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but are you really?
You feel what I'm saying? But did I really need to say that? No.
Yeah.
Just listen.
I feel it.
Just listen, Danny. It ain't gonna hurt you to listen.
Yeah. I feel that.
It ain't gonna hurt you. And sometimes when you listen, it be something that you really needed to hear. Yeah. Because if people didn't care, they wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
And then you don't know it, why won't you listen? Yeah, I don't know everything. Fair. I don't know everything, bro. I'm still learning. That's why I ask questions. Yeah. Even at my job, what is this? What can I learn new? It's stuff change every day. Stuff change every day.
Yeah. Every fucking day. You right.
Every day, bro. If you really realize that stuff change every day. They might say, just an imperfect example. Joe Biden might say we getting $2,000. Just being an example. Next day they might say we getting $1,400 because they sent us the $600.
Yeah. Oh god, you are.
You get what I'm saying? It changed every day. It's something new about politics, comedy, music. It changed every day. It's stuff new every single day. You be like, damn. Mm-hmm. Stuff changing really every day before our eyes, overnight, in a couple hours, in a couple seconds, in a couple minutes. Something may change. I just read up on an article that it was some guy in Washington, I think it was at the Capitol or the White House, I can't remember. I'm going to have to look back at it. They said, buddy had 500 rounds.
Oh, damn.
Ready damn, to get at it for the inauguration.
No.
For real, they just arrested him.
Oh, no.
And get what? Tomorrow going to be something else.
Yeah.
The next day going to be something else. It's something new every day. And I'm with them to learn about new stuff every day. That's another thing we as individuals have to learn. Be willing to learn something new. Every day you can learn something new.
Yeah, you are. If you just pay attention.
Pay attention. Like, and that's why I used to fail at a lot of time. I used to be trying to do so much that I wasn't really paying attention and focusing on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I was always trying to be here. Just when you start, when I used to do stuff, when I started something, I never used to finish because I tried to do something else.
Yeah.
You can't start something and start something else because you ain't going to finish what you just started beforehand. You're so worried about what's going on next. Finish that first. And then we can go on to the next thing.
Yeah. Facts, bro. You feel you what right, bro.
Now I'm doing this podcast and I'm recording and everything. Next, I want to get me a camera and start vlogging and posting it with the videos. You feel what I'm saying? With the videos that go with the podcast, with the audio. But guess what? I got to focus on it first. I got to focus on recording first until I get this down pat.
Yeah.
So guess what? When I do get the camera and when I do start recording for the podcast and regular vlogging, guess what? I done got this down pat. Now let's go to the next thing.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. You got to be willing to finish that what you started.
Yeah, you got to be ready to do this shit.
You got to be ready because if you ain't, it's just going to run over you.
Yeah. And motherfuckers is like, let it run over them too.
You feel me?
I mean, yeah, bro. That shit, yeah. I definitely feel that shit, bro.
Got to be ready, bro. Got to be.
I'm so
ready to learn about new stuff that I even with this podcast and stuff, I'm ready to learn some new about it. With this the update that I just got on here and everything. I'm ready to research and whatever. I'm trying to get sponsored.
Oh God.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm trying to get sponsored. For whoever listening out this mug. And can sponsor me, I will sponsor, advertise, everything.
You are all that shit. Oh, God.
I'm willing to do that. It generates money for me and the company.
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with getting help.
Oh, God.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Little do you know, with that little help that you got, boy, you might come off something good.
Good, you hear me?
Big why? Than what you feel me?
Oh, yeah.
So, shoot, man. It's just time for everything, bro. Like, I just been really thinking about this stuff, man.
Yeah.
Really thinking about it and really getting, trying to get all the information that I can, because if you do, money is going to be made regardless.
Yeah.
If you just find the right thing, money will be there regardless. And it's all on you to figure out what you want to figure out.
Yeah. I hear you don't do the shit.
It's but all on feel. You.
Yeah. You got to figure out how you going to do the shit, bro.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, yeah. That's how I feel. You gonna do it, you know, man.
It's time. It's cool to just say it, but actually put forth the effort to it.
Yeah,
cool to just say it. I used to say this all the time. I'm gonna do my podcast. You remember what I was talking about it 3 years ago? Two, 3 years ago. I'm going to do it. Then I started it.
Yeah, and that's about the clothesline shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been saying, I'm going to do it.
But guess what? You actually doing it, huh?
Yeah. I got to do it now.
You're doing it now?
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? You need to get down.
You're doing it now, bro. So get what? I'm going to support you. Hey, make a post. Hey, y'all go tap in with my boy, Brody. Puncho.
Right.
You making the shirts. This who made my shirts. This the merch coming out. Boom. Get what? Traffic going to generate from that. Who he is?
Right,
oh, let me get in contact with him about the shirts, man. Let me see if I can get some shirt made. I know plenty of people in Huntsville.
Just in general.
Yeah, or just in general. It can be people in Atlanta when you go back to Atlanta.
Oh, God.
No, they gonna eat it up.
On me. Hey, bro, it's up. I mean, I'm just, nigga, it's a go, nigga. Oh, it's a, hey, nigga, it's a go, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, it's a motherfucker.